Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Tonight's wonderful and fabulous Transformation Cafe. Thank you so much for joining us if you're live with us. Again, just reminding everybody, we do have a guest chef in the house. So that number again, just in case you popped on, is going to be 646-727-3206. And we do have a mini chat open. So if you want to get on there and maybe ask our guest chef any kind of questions you like, we would love to hear from you. Let's go ahead and say hello to our regular diners. Mr. Jamie, how are you doing tonight?
Well, Mr. Jamie is doing fabulous. Mr. Jamie calling in from Seattle, Washington, home of the football team around here.
Super Bowl.
But anyway,
I'm so over that.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's very nice tonight, and yeah, here we are. And hopefully, you're getting some rain down there, right?
And that's going to be your new claim to fame for all of it, huh?
At least for this
year. Since they won, we're just, well, why not? You know what? That's a good thing. It's very, very good. How's the weather up there? I've heard there might be some snow. Have you been getting snow lately?
Well, it does snow up here, but not in Seattle proper.
Right.
North
and right
south
there
and in the mountains.
Huh?
Right. Well, it just doesn't snow here unless it really snows,
Okay. Well, that's good to kind of hear because there's been way too many people that have been snowed in this year. So we're just wishing them all well and sending them a lot of loving energy.
Nothing like the East Coast or the current really bad winter they've had there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an amazing winter, that's for sure. And Miss Gloria, how are you this evening?
Tonight is a lovely night here in San Diego.
There you go. Yeah. Everybody's like, I'm flying to San Diego right now. And I'm Robin, the seventh, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe tonight. So tonight we have the lovely Vivian Guzman, de Guzman. And I met her last year, huh, Vivian? It was last year at a wonderful motivational workshop for entrepreneurs, because we're all loving to be entrepreneurs. And the one thing that really intrigued me was on her business card, it says that she's the human MRI. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what the heck? She's a human MRI. That's just totally exciting. So I definitely had a meetup with her, and I actually have had a private. Definitely say that she is a magnificent healer and just a very sweet and just a loving light on the planet. So I'm going to go ahead and read a couple different things that she's offered to me tonight so we can talk about her. Vivian Esti Guzman is a healer with holistic physical therapist and energy clearing specialist who can read your body and energy fields in 3D, discovers the root cause for pain and stress, and she's the founder of the Feel Better Rehab, which is a physical therapy clinic and wellness center created for the Transformational Energetic Wellness Program. Ms. Vivian is otherwise known as the human MRI and has greater than a 90% rate in relieving pain and stress, and has been liberating entrepreneurs and working moms to live a life without limits for over 20 years. Woo-hoo! I feel like we should have, this huge, auditorium of, and totally, thank you, Jamie. That was awesome. So it's just fascinating to see her work. And, she had me standing in the room, and she just kind of kept looking around me more than looking at me, because she's just so gifted in being able to see energy in just so many different ways. So what's it like to be a human MRI, Vivian?
What is it like?
Is it like?
A lot of self-care is what I can tell you. So pardon me for my voice, because I told Robin, I've been partying and networking so much with entrepreneurs, because I just came from Secret Knock in San Diego last week, from Sunday till Wednesday, right? And so, you know, having fun, partying. And, of course, you're – the good thing, I think, with being able to see, because a lot of us have intuitive abilities, but for me to be able to actually use my third eye and now I've learned to control open and close depending on the situation, because before I used to just keep it open all the time. Like you said, I scan around the room, look around. Ooh, there's a weird thing over there beside that guy, or there's something on top of your head or something like that. So I realized that when it's open at all times, it consumes a lot of energy. So I've learned to actually close and open it depending on the situation. So when a client needs it, or when I'm reading someone, then of course it's open. But otherwise, when it's a room full of people and I really don't want to be treating anyone, it's closed. It involves a lot of self-care.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And, you know, and like you're saying, you know, knowing how to be able to have the boundaries and closing yourself, you know, down with certain levels of your energy and all that, that's quite the talent on its own, you know, to be able to have been figured it out and have the right people at the right time to help you going on. So were you born with this, or was it something you've evolved and developed just through your growth of as a you know, the beautiful being that you are?
I was born with the ability to see beyond what the human eye can see. However, I kind of suppressed that as I was growing up. But then when I entered physical therapy and I started having my own pain in my body, and it was multiple places, I guess it got reopened again, because then I needed to learn tools outside of physical therapy to actually help me get there. So I rediscovered it again, and so that's how I was able to see the detailed anatomy, because I was in that class and we were palpating organs, you know, liver, brain, and all the different motilities of the arteries and veins. And then I realized I could see just like in an anatomy book, except it's in a live person. So initially,
wow,
it was getting
open.
Yeah, it was like black and white, and then after a while it became colored, and then after a while it became 3D up to the cellular level if I want to go that deep.
So when you were thinking, looking at that on whatever level, did you think like, well, everybody can see this because I can too?
No, because when the teacher asked the question, this is how I discovered it. A teacher asked a question. There was a sample subject in front. And then a lot of the students were already there. I'm like a year into the integrative manual therapy program in Connecticut. And a lot of them are about to graduate, and they're in their third year. And they say, what do you see in this person's head? And so I just raised my hand. I said, oh, there's a bone fault, you know, across the face diagonal this way, and it kind of extends all the way in the back, and there's a bone bruise on his skull. So I describe what I saw, and they look at me like, how'd you see that? And I said, I don't know. I just saw it. And they did not. So that's how I realized that not everyone can see. It's like, oh,
you're like, oh,
I
yeah.
I'm like, you can see it's right in front of you.
I'm the human MRI. Okay. Did it cause problems in your family? Or you just like you said, you've learned to turn it and control it and all that kind of stuff, so it's not really an issue
problems.
Here. I mean, it's such a benefit.
I guess it depends on that question. Did it cause problems? In some degree, yes. Because when I was first experimenting, I just talk, like, you know, because I don't care. It was just a natural thing for me, so I just say it. But then some people are like, what? What did you just say? So then I've learned to, like, oh, I can't say it all the time.
Oh, it's just it has to be a certain level of confidentiality here. Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, well, depending on who's in the room and what they're comfortable with, you know how that goes.
Yep.
So you're saying that when you started the avoiding the sugar and your glutes and all that kinds of stuff, it's other things that kind of help you to open up and just come to a new level to yourself, right? The food allergies and stuff that helped
you. I think that was the first part. That was the first part. So a lot of times people can control the amount or the type of food that they put in their bodies, right? And I hear this a lot. Even now in other energy healers, they were saying that sugar actually makes you numb. You know, you can't feel. So it's kind of like our way to cover up what we truly have within us. So a lot of people have this type of gift or intuition, at least, being able to feel. But they decided not to bother with that because it's another one thing to do. But it's very interesting, as I have discovered, that the psychic and spiritual level of a person is actually the one that controls their physical being.
So when
they start having some physical problems, it's kind of, it's a big sign already. Like, it already hits your body, so you know you got to do something about it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that I've heard lately from some people that pain is just such a gift because it's actually helping you to just clear everything.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like if you don't ignore it, right? But if you cover it up with medication, unfortunately, that's not going to help you anywhere. But if you actually pay attention to it, it's telling you something. And every body part usually have its own meaning to kind of guide you. So, like, I use a lot of the Louise Hay book in order to connect the dots for people. Because once they understand what an organ is and they know, let's say liver is for anger, some parts of it is resentment. So if they're having that, and sometimes they don't even recognize they have it, just they say, oh, I'm not even an angry person, but they don't know they've suppressed it so far down that they don't even know how to express anger. So when you start to uncover all that, then they realize that it is okay to be angry. It is okay to actually speak up. It's when you don't speak up and you just hold it in that's what's causing the problem, you know, cholesterol, fatty liver, et cetera, et cetera.
So there's just this growing consciousness that people are knowing to, you know, stay away from processed foods, processed, you know, the processed sugars and things like that, even, you know, making the expansion of just, you know, this gluten-free and dairy-free. Are you seeing patients that are different now because of the fact that they've modified their diets?
If the problem is not all physical, so they can get better, so they will see significant improvements, but somehow they would still have symptoms. So that just tells you that there are other parts of their body. So it could be emotional, mental, psychological. So psychological are like triggers or buttons, hot buttons that we have. Psychic, meaning other people's energies are mixed with your energies. So it could be parents, right? Or it could be any influential person in your life. Or it could be spiritual because it's your... you're not living your true path and purpose. So that's why you're getting a little knock-knock or physical symptom. Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't always resolve it. That's what I'm saying, with food modification.
Right. So when I originally had known Vivian, I thought she was pretty much a theta healer. And we kind of talked to each other the day before the show, and she said, well, there's a few more things that I do. So she's got Chinese energetic medicine, Reiki healing touch, theta healing, and also psychic detachments and surgeries. So you've been doing psychic surgeries for people depending on what they need. So Gloria or Jamie, if you've got any questions about any of that, she's a good girl to ask about that.
I'm just listening along, absorbing.
Do you have any kind of pain, Jamie?
What's that?
Do you have any kind of pain or any kind of stress?
Oh, of course.
Okay. And would you like to
do
that on radio?
What?
She can clear it for
you
on the radio if you want, Jamie. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Sure, yes. Yes.
Okay, good
thank
man.
You.
Okay. Okay, Vivian,
okay,
get him.
So tell me what's been plaguing you for a while and see what we can do for that.
What's been plaguing me?
Like, what's bothering you?
Oh, what's bothering me?
Yeah.
Physical, you mean?
Whatever.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, just life in general or the economy or... stuff that I have no control over, or...
Well, Jamie's been dealing with diabetes for quite a while, right? So
right,
diabetes.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
That's a little physical, right? Sure.
Okay. Well, that's
pretty neuropathy,
physical.
You know, neuropathy, mainly in my feet, that's a big one.
Okay.
You know, just general stress about business and such, you know, but that's pretty normal. If you didn't have that, I guess you wouldn't have a kind of keeping your edge, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I'm a little older now. I'm 55, and I'm not the spring chicken I was all clucking around before. But, you know, I notice, you know, I just try to keep, you know, an even keel, and I don't sweat the small stuff, and try to do the best I can, you know. And anyway, try to be positive and,
cool.
You know, I keep my my circulation going, you know. Well, there you go. That's about as much as I can say, really. So,
okay.
Is that enough to work with?
Yeah, so you want to know what the problem is?
Oh, well, sure. Why don't you tell me?
Because it's very simple. So if you follow this, you'll be fine. Like, you can actually recover from that. So just reading your energy, right, I don't know if you're familiar with chakras or the energy centers.
Well, sure.
Okay, so are you familiar with the feet chakra, the feet?
I'm familiar with chakras. I don't know which one is for the feet one. Is there one for the feet?
Yeah, so there's
okay.
Underneath your big toe and, like, by the ball of the toes, kind of on the inside. So there's two circular chakras there that look like camera lens, and they're not open. So they're closed. So what happens is your energy doesn't really flow through the earth, which causes the problem in your feet. So that's the physical thing that I'm seeing. But overall, it's true that you're not able to get better on your own without some kind of help right now. There's a deserving issue. Like, you have some issues on, do I really deserve what I have? There's some emotional, mental, psychological, and psychic triggers. you know, so the concern about the world, you know, the economy and all that good stuff. You said you have a business, right? Part of the not being able to move forward is you couldn't let go of certain key employees that actually are not really helping your business. So if you actually let go of those, you'll be just fine. You'll find a replacement. So there you go. Just with that, you can move forward. It's very simple.
Well, I guess okay.
Yeah. That is the problem.
How does he open his chakra?
I would say spend a little bit more time. You can just stand up and, like, scrub your feet as if you're scrubbing it on, like, a golden carpet. But I would suggest do a lot of standing and grounding on the grass or on just nature. So you can go to the park or even outside your house by your driveway and just do a lot of deep breathing. Just feeling the energy exchange between earth and you and your body through your feet. So if you do about 20 minutes of that a day, that would really help your feet.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, but that's a physical aspect. If you still won't let go of those people that are really not helping your company, the feet thing is not going to get better because feet is the ability to move forward. So there's something holding you back somehow with these people. There's only like two people that are really key. And you just need to get rid of them. Either get rid of them or talk to them. If they don't improve their performance, then they're out. Because it's your company. They're not running it. You are.
Very good.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Jamie?
Oh, well, you know, I might have to think about it a little bit.
So, hey, you're out of here. No, okay, not really. It's always easier when you're not the person outing people. You know how that goes.
I know. No, it's true. Because it's a, you know, for in the physical world, there's like physical steps that have to be taken. But mm-hmm. in the spiritual world, it's very easy to see that that's the cause of it. And the execution is always the harder part.
So, Vivian, I've been noticing that I've had two or three people that are in my life, I have a sister and a friend of mine, that are having heel issues.
Oh.
And I think they're both the left, they're both, the, you know, the back left, they're the left heel. It's in the back, and it's kind of to the outside edge of the heel.
Okay.
Is that intestinal, or what is going on with that?
No, it's just more, because left side's about female, right? So, you know how when you have to dig your heel on the ground, because, you know, you're saying, I'm the one that's supposed to be followed here, like digging your heel, putting your stick on the ground type thing. So if there are issues because there is just a culture and tradition that goes with motherhood and being a woman, or is it because they can't move with the times? Because there's so many changes happening, and then they just either don't have the tools or the skills yet to be able to move forward. That's why they're having the problem.
Okay. So they're just, there's a sense of inadequacy of what they've got in front of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not all physical. I know it's looking physical, but it's not all physical. Because in the physical therapy world, I can just say, back of the heel, that's L5-S1, you know, because maybe there's a, it can show us that, like the facet joints of the low back are not moving well. So you can, you know, mobilize it, crack it with a chiropractic adjustment. However, if they're still not, it may help them, right? It may help them move forward, but it may not really take them further along forward. Like you said, if they have a sense of inadequacy with the future, you know, what's in it for them for the future.
So do you ever ask anybody to actually talk to the area of pain?
Oh, that's like body talk.
Body talking to try to get in tune with really what's going on within themselves and listening to what they're sensing from that conversation.
I let them get in touch with their higher self, connect them to source, to God, universe, however you want to call it. And I teach them how to calibrate to make sure that, because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's not accurate. So I make sure they're grounded, so they're connected to this planet and they're hooked to God, and that they really have an accurate connection, like to the right line, so that they can ask the question.
Okay, cool. Well, Vivian's very active. If you go to her website, which is where her, like I said, she has her rehab center, which is feelbetterrehab.com is her website. And she has different programs that she's put together that have different units to them, anywhere like 4 to 6 different kinds of programs. So the one you're on right now, you've been working with fear.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that a little bit so people will know about that program?
So the main program that I have, I actually, for the energy healing side of it, my new website is called humanmri.com.
Okay, humanmri.com. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And for this particular year, 2014, I was guided to actually hold events, like 3 retreats in a year. And prior to that, I was supposed to do some group clearing. So right now we're in the program of how to move from fear to trusting your decisions and actions. So all of the programs are 6 teleclinic. I call it teleclinic because I literally do group clearing and healing throughout the session. For about an hour. It's usually on Tuesdays at 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And I give them homework, like to work on something, like either journaling or how to get rid of their worry and stress and fear and anxiety. We worked on panic and terror, just getting rid of things that scare the heck out of you. So we go deep childhood, past lives, or any other situations they may have. And then you work on their homework, and then when we meet, we actually do the clearing. And they're all moving forward. So cool.
Do you have to do you have to be at the on the program from the beginning, or can you step in at on any of the weeks when you're doing this stuff to be able to go into the to what you're working on in the moment?
It's best if they're in the program. However, if mm-hmm. for people that just wanted to try, like, what is this? I invite you guys to go. So we usually have that for a $99 for a newcomer.
Okay.
Because the whole program is $6.99 for six sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so $99 is such quite the deal.
Yeah, because they just want to try. Okay, like, okay, let's just see.
That's very cool. So that's calling in to have the calling, or you're talking about the, she's got the weekend workshop, there's her workshop that's coming up. It's actually the middle of March, right?
Yeah, mid-March, March 14th to 16th. It's called Look Within, Align, and Get mm-hmm. Clarity on Your Life and on Your Business. Because I notice when I network, a lot of the entrepreneurs, business owners, they have a lot of ideas, but then they can't execute. And then we go mm-hmm. to this networking seminars. I was a victim of those two in the past. So you go, because you're looking for the answer. But honestly, the answer is all within you. We're looking for mm-hmm. external tools. That's why we're going to those events. But if you have a lot of drag within you, a lot of, so to speak, right, emotional and other baggages that we have, limiting subconscious mm-hmm. beliefs, it's harder to find the opportunities instead of, why don't you just clear yourself and actually then the business comes to you? So I mm-hmm. designed the retreat to be this way. It's more rejuvenate yourself, find your focus and clarity, and then plan the business. So I actually put them together. There's some business elements, but there's spirituality elements. So if you're in transition, in career, business, or relationship, you're stressed and overwhelmed, you're looking for your soul purpose, and you're full of action, yet money and customers are still hard to come by, this is a retreat for you.
Okay. Well, gosh, how would you not want to go to that?
Yeah, it's in Balboa Big Club, Newport Beach.
And it's in Balboa, which is lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Now, what's it cost to do the retreat?
Till the end of this Friday, February 28th, it's only $497. And it goes up to $697 by March 1st.
Okay. So it's like, get in while the price is good.
Yeah.
And again, they can go ahead and book that if they want to at thehumanmri.com.
Yes, humanmri.com/March2014. So they can look at the landing page.
Okay, so March 2014.
March 2014,
yes. And do you have a contact number just in case somebody wants to actually have maybe some questions before they decide to do the retreat?
Yes, it's 714-939-9300.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or they can email me, info@humanmri.com.
Okay, sounds pretty simple. Sounds like a no-brainer.
Cool.
There you go. I know.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I wanted to read what you had said up there about being an MRI. We've got about 90 seconds left. So it's to clear and understand your energy and discover the highest version of you. Your mind is like a garden. You can either choose to plant weeds, which are negative thoughts, or you can plant flowers, which are positive thoughts, so that your mind and spirit can thrive. Align your mind, body, and spirit to allow health, money, and great relationships to flow into your life. I help women entrepreneurs get rid of pain and stress through reading the body in 3D. I see the root cause and clear the blocked energy so they can live without limits. Wow. There you go. Living without limits for $497. There you go. That's just such a priceless thing. And to, you know, to, yes. Like putting a value on that is like, really? Come on.
They do look younger. A lot of people drop like 10 years younger after just doing clearing. So we're going to do a lot of clearing there. So
it's just
awesome.
Like getting rid of those stresses that are being held in the body, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So, okay. So, like I said, going to humanmri.com. And, again, the phone number for Vivian is 714-939-9300. 9300. So thank you, Vivian, for joining us, you little human MRU. We just love you.
Thank you so much. And I hope you guys enjoyed the evening.
Okay.
Good luck
thank
to you
for the Jamie. For the info with Mr. Jamie.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.